Our final case of the day is Napier against Orchard School Foundation. Mr. Darst.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court. Richard Darst for Jamie Napier. This is a case of gender discrimination against a male director of the Orchard Middle School in Indianapolis. Mr. Napier had exemplary past performance, but Orchard debated not hiring him because he is a male. Orchard made other statements against males, including that there were too many males, and that the male applicant for the position of the head of school would have a huge disadvantage and a big challenge, Orchard added, aside from the legality of that position. Orchard did hire Mr. Napier as director of the middle school and gave him a good evaluation. The new female head of school, who was later hired after him, gave him a good recommendation for the position of head of school at a private school in Louisiana. But he was unable to pursue that position because his wife, who is a full professor in chemistry at Butler University, was unable to transfer to a suitable position or an equal position. When he came back to Orchard and said he was going to stay at Orchard, then the new female head of school terminated him based on vague false statements about him. Going back a little bit before his termination, the new female head of school, Dr. Sherry Helvey, in her first 2 weeks at Orchard, demoted the male director of the middle school, Mr. Napier, and the male director of the elementary school from the senior leadership team that they had been on for the years they'd been there. She replaced the two male directors with two females who did not supervise any teachers, which is very unusual for a school. The new female head of school told the two male directors not to communicate directly with her, but to communicate with her through the male assistant head of school, Mr. Nick Ebley. The new female head of school did not give information to the male assistant head of school, Mr. Ebley, and to the two male directors, Mr. Napier and the director of the elementary school. The lack of information to the male assistant head of school and the two male directors of the schools caused the male assistant head of school to be afraid to complain to the female head of school, even about a health problem of nuts being in a cake that she had brought to the school. The lack of communication then caused the termination of Mr. Napier from the false allegations that the head of school later made against him. The male director of the elementary school resigned without other employment the following year. He was replaced by a female, less qualified, who had been a teacher, who did not have supervisory responsibility. And Mr. Napier was replaced by his coordinator, who had no supervisory experience or administrative experience and did not apply for the position, did not want the position. For the next 2 years, the new female head of school promoted and hired only females in leadership positions. So Ms. Brothers, Angela Brothers, was the middle school coordinator working with Mr. Napier and had done so for a few years. They had worked together well. She complimented him and wanted to work with him, and they were working together very well. And her statement to that effect to the new female head of school is at appendix page 47. She asked, would you let me please work with Mr. Napier and his secretary, Carol? She did not want the job of Mr. Napier as director of the middle school. She had no supervisory experience. She was not qualified for the job. When the new female head of school told Mr. Napier that his job would not be renewed and offered the job to Ms. Brothers, the coordinator, she called Mr. Napier and said, "What am I going to do?" He told her that if she did not accept the job, both of them would be out of a job and the school would fall apart without him and without her. So she accepted the job. She had been told before this that the new female head of school planned to demote her, that is Ms. Brothers, from the coordinator position to a teaching position. But after Mr. Napier came back from Louisiana and said he was going to stay at Orchard, the new female head of school made false allegations against him and told Ms. Brothers, whom she had told was going to be demoted, told her that she wanted to promote her to director. We have many types of evidence of the gender discrimination against Mr. Napier, as well as other males at the middle school. The court has said that one type of evidence can be sufficient if it's strong enough, Troop versus May department stores. Mr. Napier has many types of evidence. He has more types of evidence than the evidence in the recent decision of Vicio versus U.S. Foods, as well as more evidence than Coleman versus Donahue, Pyrick versus Indiana University, Purdue University, Fryer versus Seifert Shaw, Salter versus Walmart. The false statements of the new female head of school. First of all, before her false statements, her actions showed that she did not trust the males, did not give the males information, but did trust the females and gave them information. When Mr. Napier returned from Louisiana, said he's going to stay at Orchard, she said that she told Ms. Brothers that she wanted Ms. Brothers to be demoted to teacher. And this caused Ms. Brothers great stress, caused her to cry at the school, caused her to tell the coordinator of the elementary school, which caused the coordinator of the elementary school stress as well. Dr. Helvey, the new female head of school, turned around the blame from her causing Ms. Brothers to cry and the other coordinator stress, turned that problem around and blamed Mr. Napier, who had not caused any stress to Ms. Brothers, had been trying to save her job and did not cause any stress to the coordinator of the elementary school, which was confirmed by the affidavit of the coordinator of the elementary school that she had also worked well with Mr. Napier. And it was Ms. Dr. Helvey, who was a new female head of school, who had caused the stress on Ms. Brothers and the elementary coordinator. That was caused initially, stress was caused initially by the female head of school by having a committee formed who told Ms. Brothers, and Ms. Brothers was not qualified for the job of coordinator. And Dr. Helvey also hired consultants from Butler University who interviewed Ms. Brothers and the elementary school coordinator and about their job descriptions, indicating to them that their jobs might be in jeopardy or and stressed them. Dr. Helvey attempted to blame Mr. Napier, but when Ms. Brothers asked Mr. Napier if her job was in jeopardy. He did not say one way or the other. He said, maybe, and proceeded to try to write a job description that would help her, not cause her any stress. Orchard said that Mr. Napier was given an instruction on confidentiality, but there was no instruction in the written instructions on confidentiality, which are at appendix page 43. There was no verbal instruction. Dr. Helby had tried to use different words to describe an instruction, but the words kept changing and shifting.
Thank you, Mr. Darst.
My gosh. Thank you.
Ms. Billingsley.
May it please the court. My name is Jessica Billingsley. I represent the Appalee, the Orchard School Foundation. Today, I urge the court to affirm the decision of the district court because no genuine issue of material fact exists upon which a reasonable jury could find that Orchard terminated Mr. Napier because he is male. I'll start with appellant's last point. It is undisputed in the record below that Dr. Helvey instructed Mr. Napier to review and rework the job description of the middle school coordinator. Dr. Helvey further instructed Mr. Napier to undertake this project in confidence. It's undisputed that Mr. Napier did not follow that instruction and instead divulged to the middle school coordinator, that he was undertaking a review and her job may be in jeopardy. Second, it's undisputed that Dr. Helvey instructed Mr. Napier not to post an advertisement for a vacant teaching position until she had spoken to the head of another private school. Again, Mr. Napier ignored this instruction and posted the job vacancy anyways. Because of these two reasons, these two undisputed reasons, the head of school terminated Mr. Napier's employment. Now moving to some of the factual allegations Mr. Darst asserts make a factual or genuine issue of material fact for this case. First, he refers to Mr. Napier's exemplary performance, but that performance occurred in the past. He's referring to a job evaluation in the spring of 2017 from the former head of school. That was almost a year and a half before the events leading to his termination in the spring of 2019. He also cites the statements by parents and subordinates, individuals who had no knowledge about the underlying facts that were the basis for the ultimate termination. Next, he refers to statements made by others within Orchard community that all occur prior to Dr. Helvey arriving to Orchard. And there's no evidence in the record to suggest that Dr. Helvey was aware of these statements or that they somehow influenced her hiring or firing decisions. Third, Mr. Napier cites to Dr. Helvey's February 2019 recommendation, but the timing here makes a difference. That recommendation came early in February of 2019, before Dr. Helvey became aware that Mr. Napier had violated her confidence in divulging the job description task to the middle school coordinator. Mr. Napier also cites to the resignation of Mr. Schwartz, the elementary school counterpart to him. Mr. Schwartz resigned because his family was relocating to a different state, not for any untoward reason. And he states such in his affidavit that's a part of the record below. Mr. Napier also cites two questions about the qualifications of those individuals that took both his position and Mr. Schwartz's position. But there's not a significant difference here. Angela Brothers, who is now the permanent middle school director, has similar education. She has a master's degree in curriculum and was working in the Orchard School for 20 plus years at the time she was selected to take that permanent position. Finally, the statement that females in leadership, or that Dr. Helvey rather, undertook some campaign to replace males in leadership at Orchard with females isn't carried out by the facts in the record. Instead, it's truthful that Dr. Helvey in 2020 hired a male for DEI position, diversity, equity, inclusion, and then also a male in 2022 for the financial support position at the school. And then finally, Mr. Napier cites to the fact that, or alleges that there's more evidence in this case than in this circuit's recent opinion in Vicchio. That's not the case. Vicchio represented a situation where a new supervisor came on and within the first 25 days issued the first negative performance evaluation that employee had received. In addition, there was evidence to support more or less a campaign seeking that individual's firing. Emails saying, what can we find that that individual has done wrong today? They also started searching for replacement before they had ever terminated that individual. For those reasons, Your Honor, unless there are other questions, I would urge you once again to affirm the district court's decision.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.